Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This. Anybody who knows me knows I was cocky out of the womb.
His early break with Zip and Jake. Brought to you by Gaina Trucking. Weekday mornings from 6 to 8 on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
You can always call or text us at 402-464-5685. Watch us on Facebook, Twitch, YouTube, and Twitter. Subscribe to us on YouTube at 93.7 The Ticket. We appreciate that if you did. By the way, I didn't read this earlier, and then we moved on to something else. I saw this from Mark on YouTube, on Facebook. I'll put this up on the screen. This is regarding Ireland, which we're going to be at in less than a week. Ready for this? Hey, Sip and Jake, you will enjoy Ireland. I went there for a month on my honeymoon. A few tips, Jake. I would be prepared for driving in Dublin. The street layout is very confusing, and it was the hardest city I have ever driven in. With the street layout.
Is that right?
Well, also, they have the car, like, you're driving on the right side of the car.
How much are you going to be driving?
I'm not driving at all because I can't. This is embarrassing. I can't drive a manual. I've never done a manual.
Ooh, don't admit that on the air.
I just did it. Well, it's late.
Let's move in. We'll move on.
Well, I've never had to drive one.
Let's move on.
You can make fun of me.
That's embarrassing.
Make fun of me all you want. I'm used to it.
You could do it. It's not hard to do.
Like, if I can learn it in 5 minutes, I'll do it.
You could learn it in 5 minutes.
Then I
can
do it.
I learned it when I was like 13.
Then, well, if you give me 5 minutes, I'll learn it then.
I taught myself.
Okay, moving on. Some advice from Mark. Pay to have mobile service so you can use your navigation and look up information. Now, that's a good idea. Mm-hmm. If you're trying to figure out should I have it or not, it's probably important. Also, don't go kiss the Blarney Stone.
Why?
The locals pee on it. And that's why they pour Clorox on it every morning for the tourists to hang upside down to kiss it.
Oh, whoa. Good
don't
advice.
Don't kiss. Don't kiss.
And don't piss on it.
Don't kiss and don't piss the Blarney Stone.
Yeah. Hey.
Thank you, Mark.
Yeah. You know how many people have asked me, are you going to kiss the Blarney Stone?
Well, I have
now
no
I'm gonna have too. I'm going to have an answer for him now. I'm not kissing it.
Yeah.
Because there's issues with that.
From Jose on YouTube, roll call Midwest Tile and Stone. We listened to the shop. Shout out, guys.
Wait, say that again.
He said, roll call Midwest Tile and Stone. We listened in the shop.
Thanks, guys.
Hey, Jose.
Thanks, guys. In my shop, Jake.
Yeah.
In my office, I got an award for being the most secretive person. I can't tell you how much it means to me.
You know, I had a text regarding your jokes a second ago. Jordan said this one. This is from Jordan Lincoln. It says, hey, Jake, when you get a chance, take that joke of the day calendar away from Sip today.
All right, what is your topic that you wanted to spring on me?
Well, yeah, this is unplanned.
This is going off the rundown.
Yep, but yeah.
This is going off the rundown, meaning this wasn't on our rundown.
Nope, this is off the rundown. I saw this the other day. I wanted to talk about it, but I never got to it, regarding the AP top 10. So we went to the top 25, mentioned Wisconsin's the only Big Ten West team in there.
Okay.
Brett McMurphy, long time, he's with Stadium right now, watchstadium.com.
Or is he with the Action Network? Whatever. Mark, he's a reporter.
You're right. Action Network. Good call. He's moved around several times. Action Network's Brett McMurphy. Ask a good question. So here's your top 10 in the AP poll. Okay? Ready for this? Mm-hmm. Alabama, Ohio State, Georgia.
Okay.
Clemson.
Okay, I'm listening.
Notre Dame.
Okay.
Texas A&M, Utah, Michigan, Oklahoma, and Baylor. He says, he asked the question, which top 10 team finishes unranked? Every year for the past 20 seasons, except 2019, there has been at least one preseason top 10 team that finished the season unranked. Last year, there was three, North Carolina, A&M, and Iowa State.
Wow, A&M finished unranked?
Yes, they finished unranked last year. They beat Alabama. It was still
and
unranked.
Iowa State.
Yep.
Iowa State.
And North Carolina.
Iowa State was projected by some as a possible college football playoff team.
And they won, what,
7-6.
Okay, let me repeat that. So, choose at least one or two teams from the top 10 you believe has the best chance of finishing this upcoming season unranked.
Because it happens nearly every year.
Except for 2019. The past 20 years, every year at least one of these teams has finished unranked except for 2019. The top 10 again. Bama, Ohio State, Georgia, Clemson, Notre Dame, Texas A&M, Utah, Michigan, Oklahoma, and Baylor.
Oklahoma and Baylor are the two.
I don't even know about Baylor. I think Oklahoma has the best chance of being unranked by the end of the season. Mm-hmm. I think Baylor's fine still. I would be surprised if they're not right. I love Dave Aranda and what he's done there. They lost some pieces. They still got a lot of pieces back, though, on that team.
You know what I really hate to say, right? You know where I'm going with this. You know what I hate to say? A&M, again, strikes me as that because of the SEC schedule. And they're not overwhelmingly.
2 years in a row.
Yeah.
You guys learned?
And you know how I feel about Jimbo Fisher. One of my favorites. Gundy. You know, I like Gundy and I like Fisher. I think the world of those guys as coaches. I mean, Jimbo has a national title ring. Gundy's in his, I think he's in his 18th year at Oklahoma State. He's in his 18th year.
Is it really 18?
Yeah.
Dang.
17 or 18. 17 or 18. And you know Gundy comes off a 12-2, right? Gundy comes off at 12-2.
They've been really solid for.
But anyway, So
we both agree. Is number one the most likely to be unranked Oklahoma? Who is ranked?
I'm going A&M Oklahoma,
and then Baylor for you. So yeah. I would go, just because new head coach, not sure what they look like. Notre Dame with Marcus Freeman. I mean they're not my first or second. They're third. I go Oklahoma one, A&M two. Notre Dame 3.
You're gonna get a good look at Notre Dame right out of the chute. You know that,
yes,
right? Because
yeah.
They play the Ohio State.
They're
gonna
lose by 14 points.
They play the Ohio State. Now, if they lose by 14, I'd still say they'll be a top. They'll be in the top 25. Now, if Ohio State puts it to them, like 31-point win, that'd make you wonder, obviously. Right.
We got a lot of people asking why is Oklahoma in the top 10?
That's a decent question.
I'm kind of with them on that. I mean, Oklahoma has, of course, the brand. They've been up there forever.
It's Lincoln Riley residual
Lincoln
effect.
Riley.
It's Lincoln Riley residual impact. I mean, the guy was he 51-15? I mean, he had an incredible record there.
I watched firsthand in the stadium Oklahoma nearly lose to Kansas last year. I was there, and it did not look like an upset. It looked like Kansas belonged in the game.
I watched the game.
They belonged.
You were there. I was watching it. And I was texting you,
yeah,
because it was a Nebraska off week,
right? Yeah,
and it did not look like an upset. It really did.
It looked like they were even teams. It like, this look, doesn't look right.
It didn't look like an upset about to happen. Like Kansas was winning the line of scrimmage a lot of the time, right?
Yeah, they were.
And
they're
not great
the line.
Up front. They're not great up front. They weren't great up front last year. They're not great up front.
Jason
this year.
Bean, the quarterback, was having a great game, and and even Lance told us that he has been up and down for the whole season. You know, he's good 1 week and bad 1 week, but he was really good in that game.
That's a great stat by Brett McMurphy, by the way.
Yes. The last 20 years, except for 2019, at least one team that was in the preseason AP top 10 has finished the season completely unranked.
Mm-hmm. You can tell I'm not a...
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Big believer in A&M. I like Jimbo, but it just doesn't. That league is so tough. I mean, why? See, it's hard to pick Baylor finishing out of the top 25 because that league's not that good, right?
That's why I think it's more likely. It seems weird to say it, but I think it's more likely of those two teams that Baylor is ranked and Oklahoma is not.
Right. So I mean,
new head coach, new quarterback.
You could turn around what I just said. You could turn that around on me pretty quick. Now wait a second. You think Oklahoma would finish outside the top 25? You just said that league's not very good. Well, yeah, I stand by it, but I think Baylor's probably a little better than Oklahoma for one thing. I'm saying A&M's number one on the list, but that's hard.
Number one likely to be unranked. Yeah. It's a top 10 team.
Right.
Okay.
That's hard, though, because I've said Michigan, for instance, I'll be shocked if Michigan doesn't win 10. Just shocked out of. I just think the schedule sets up pretty well for them, and they're in good shape.
Yeah, I think they won't be top 10, but they'll be ranked. I think they'll win 9-10,
yeah,
which is still ranked, but not out of the top 25. Let's play the game. So give us a call right now at 464-5685. Your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. We're trying to get Sip off the schneid here. It's been a rough go the last 2 weeks or so. He's lost 7 straight for sure.
How do you lose 7 straight?
Well, you had a great chance yesterday and you blew it. It was all for you to win. You didn't guess Gehring's population very well.
It wasn't that bad.
You said convincingly under 8,000. It was over 8,000. But you said, oh, this is easy.
8,500.
Yep. Yeah. But you said without a question, give me the bagels under, and it was not. Today's a wild card Wednesday. How about some famous Scots? Not Scotland people, but guys named Scott. Scott Frost is not an answer today.
Okay.
Think you like famous Scots?
Yeah, I do.
Feel good about that?
Yes.
If you know your famous Scots, not Scotland people, but guys named Scott, 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
Do you know a lot of famous people named Scott? If so, the game show is for you today.
Could this be last name?
No.
Just first name.
Not Adam Scott.
Michael Scott.
It's a fictional character, but it's also not him.
Yeah. Oh, I just laugh when I think of Michael Scott.
Not Francis Scott Key either.
Oh.
No.
Okay.
Mike, how do you feel about famous Scots today?
Well, I think Sip might have a good chance of breaking the streak.
Okay.
Oh, Mike, thank you for your confidence in me. I'd like you to be more confident in yourself, and we appreciate you calling.
All right, Mike, first question goes to you. What famous Scott was the lead singer of Stone Temple Pilots and Velvet Revolver?
Uh,
5 seconds?
I'm going to say Scott Bonham. But that, I think that's AC/DC.
Scott, W-E-I-L-A-N-D, Weiland.
What? All right, I'm surprised about that one. That is correct, yes, though.
I think I got the exact spelling right.
He spelled it out. Yeah. I should give you 2 points, but I'm giving you
one. Oh, okay, I'll take two. No, the one.
Did you have
fine.
It right away?
Yes,
you think
I
about
knew
that.
That. I knew wow. That. Yeah, I've read about him.
That's this might be your day, then. We'll see. Okay, Sip, for the 2-0 lead, first question. What famous Scott was the founder and lead singer of Creed?
What the hell kind of question is that? Who would know that? I guarantee you Mike's not going to know that.
I guarantee a lot of people know this one more than Scott Weiland.
Scott.
You know his first name. What's his last name?
The founder and lead singer of Creed?
Yes, right. You got 5 seconds here. Five. Four. Three.
Scott.
Two.
What? Scott Morrissey.
I'm kind of surprised you didn't get this one right. Mike, do you want that one or not?
Well, you just told me it was Scott Morris.
I did not tell you that. That's what Sip's guess was. You don't have to take this one if you don't want to. Okay, he's passing. Scott Stapp. Scott Stapp.
Wow.
That's a well-known name, believe it or not. I think probably more known than Scott Weiland, if I guess for most listeners here.
Okay.
If I'm wrong on that, text me 464-5685. What's a bigger name, Weiland or Scott?
Surprised
or
by
Stapp?
That take, but go ahead.
All right, you're down 1-0, Mike. Your last question to tie this up. What famous Scott was a 7-time All-Star at third base in his career with the Phillies, Cardinals, Blue Jays, and Reds? This is for you, Mike.
Scott Martinez.
Scott Martinez.
I'm going to win, I think, here. I got to think I can almost spell it. Isn't it Scott Rowland?
Is it to get off the 7-game
yes.
skids?
Isn't it? It's got to be Scott Rowland, right?
Rowland for the win.
Oh, God, help me.
Listen to those horns.
Wow.
There it is.
Wow.
Wow. It's happy.
Hey, just keep playing.
The streak is over.
Scott Rowland.
Scott Rowland is correct. Mike, thanks for calling in. We'll get you a bagel and a coffee, but call in down the road. Nice try today.
Glad I could help you out.
There we go.
Thank you,
nice,
Mike.
He's a nice man right
thank
there.
Thank you. Scott Rowland. Thank you.
You did it.
He's no Mike Schmidt.
No.
But he was pretty good.
He was pretty good.
He was pretty good.
That's,
yeah.
It's not a slight at Scott Rowland. Schmidt was awesome.
Yeah, Rowland was a power hitter like Schmidt.
Yeah, with the Cardinals, it was Rowland, Jim Edmonds, Albert Pujols. I mean, they had some
You really liked Jim Edmonds.
I love Jim Edmonds.
You liked Jim Edmonds.
I did. You know, it's kind of interesting now, but
then he was on the Real Housewives of Orange County.
Come on, man! Don't ruin this for us, Jim.
Jim Edmonds made several appearances on the Real Housewives of Orange County.
I know. I'm like, dude, you're killing me, Jim.
I just don't think that was a good idea.
Okay, last one before we get to the spillover. You've won the game for fun now.
Yeah.
What famous Scott was a longtime backup quarterback for the Patriots? Starting 7 games and 55 career appearances, and now is the color analyst for the radio team for the Patriots.
What time frame was this?
Probably the 80s, 90s.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I should know that.
This would be a good get. This is probably the most unfair one, so I'm glad you won.
Backup. With
he
the
played
first
nine
name
seasons.
Scott.
9 seasons, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know who that
Scott
is.
Scott Zolak?
No, never would have got it. I'm sorry.
See, that was the most unfair question.
Yeah, I never would have gotten
it. I'm telling you, though, text me 464-5685. What's the easier answer, Scott Weiland or Scott Stapp? I'm saying Stapp was easier.
Yeah.
We'll address that when we come back. But congrats, Sip, you won. You've won.
Thank you.
And up next, we will have the spillover with Chris Raff and Aaron Davis. Next on Early Break in the Ticket.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.